Where the devil should this Romeo be? Can he not home tonight?
Not to his father's. I spoke with his man.
Why, that same pale, hard-hearted wench, that Rosaline, torments him so that he will sure run mad.
Tybalt, the kinsman to old Capulet, hath sent a letter to his father's house.
Challenge on my life.
Romeo will answer it.
Any man that can write may answer a letter.
Nay, he will answer the letter's master, how he dares, being dared.
Alas, poor Romeo. He's already dead. Stabbed with a white wench's black eye. Run through the ear with a love song. The very tin of his heart cleft with a blind bow boy's butt shaft. And is he a man to encounter Tybalt?
Why, what is Tybalt?
More than Prince of Cats. Oh, he's the courageous captain of compliments. He fights as you sing prick song. Keeps time, distance, and proportion. He rests his minim rests. One, two, and a third in your bosom. The very butcher of a silk button. A duelist. A duelist. A gentleman of the very first house of the first and second course. Oh, the immortal passado, the punto reverso. Hey!
A what?
Pox of such antic lisping, affecting fantasticos, these new tuners of accents. By Jesu, a very good blade. A very tall man, very good whore. Why, is not this a lamentable thing, grandsire?
Oh.
We should be thus afflicted with these strange flies, these fashion mongers, these pardon me's, who stand so much in the new form that they cannot sit at ease on the old bench. Oh, their bones, their bones.
Here comes Romeo, here comes Romeo.
About his roe, like a dried herring.
Oh, flesh,
flesh, how art thou fishified? Now is he for the numbers that Petrarch flowed in. Laura to his lady was a kitchen wench. Marry, she had a better love to berhyme her. Dido a dowdy, Cleopatra a gypsy, Helen and Hero, heldings and harlots. Thisbe a grey eye or so, but not to the purpose. Signor Romeo, bonjour. Ne'er the French salutation to your French slop. You gave us the counterfeit fairly last night.
Good morrow to you both. What counterfeit did I give you?
Slip, sir, the slip. Can you not conceive?
Pardon, good Mercutio, my business was great, and in such a case as mine, a man may strain courtesy.
That's as much as to say such a case as yours constrains a man to bow in the hands.
Meaning to curtsy?
Thou hast most kindly hit it.
A most courteous exposition.
Hey, I am the very pink of courtesy.
Pink for flower?
Right.
Why, then is my pump well flowered.
Sure wit. Follow me this chest now till thou hast worn out thy pump. When the single sole of it is worn, the jest may remain, after the wearing, solely singular.
Oh, single sole jest, solely singular for the singular.
Come between us, good Benvolio, my wits faint.
Switch and spurs, or I'll cry a match.
If our wits run the wild goose chase, I am done, for thou hast more of the wild goose in one of thy wits, I am sure, than I have in my whole five. Was I with you there for the goose?
Thou was never with me for anything when thou was not there for the goose.
I was fighting by the ear for that jest.
Nay, good goose, bite not.
Thy wit is a very bitter sweeting. It is a most sharp sauce.
And has it not been well served in to a sweet goose?
Oh, here's a wit of cheverel that stretches from an inch narrow to an ell broad.
I stitched out that word broad, which added to the goose proves thee far and wide a broad goose.
Why, is not this better now than groaning for love? Now art thou sociable, now art thou Romeo, now art thou what thou art by art as well as by nature. For this dribbling love is like a great natural that runs lolling up and down to hide his bauble in a hole.
Stop there, stop there.
Thou desirest me to stop in my tail against the hair.
Thou wouldst else have made thy tail large.
Oh, thou art deceived. I would have made it short, for I was come to the whole depth of my tail and meant indeed to occupy the argument no longer.
Here's good gear. A sail, a sail.
Two, a shirt and a smock.
Peter, unarm thy fan, Peter.
Good Peter, to hide her face, for her fan's the fairer face.
God ye good morrow, gentlemen.
God ye good den, fair gentlewoman.
Is it good den?
There is no less, I tell ye, for the bawdy hand of the dial is now upon the prick of noon.
Oh, so upon you. What a man are you?
A one gentlewoman that God hath made himself to mark.
By me troth, it is well said, for himself to mark, quoth her. Gentlemen, can any of you tell me where I may find the young Romeo?
I can tell you, but young Romeo will be older when you have found him than he was when you sought him. I am the youngest of that name, for fault of the worst.
You say well.
Yes, the worst. Well, very well took it, Faith, wisely, wisely.
If you be he, sir, I desire some confidence with you.
She will indict him to some supper.
Oh, the boar, so ho.
What is thou found?
No hair, sir, unless a hair, sir, in a lenten pie that is something stale and hoar ere it be spent.
An old hair whore and an old hair whore is very good meat in Lent. But a hair that is whore is too much for us corn in all that it be spent.
Romeo, will you come to your father's? We'll to dinner thither.
I will follow you.
Farewell, ancient lady. Farewell, lady.
I pray you, sir, what saucy much of your sister was so full of his ropery?
That gentleman nurse that loves to hear himself talk and will speak more in a minute than he will stand to in a month.
Mm, speak anything against me, I'll take him down, and a well luckier than he is, and 20 such jacks. And if I cannot, I'll find those that shall. Scurvy knave. I am none of his flirtues, I am none of his skeins, mates. And thou must stand by too and suffer every knave to use me at his pleasure.
I saw no man use you at his pleasure. If I had, my weapon should quickly have been out. I warrant you, I dare draw as soon as another man, if I see occasion in a good quarrel. And the law on my side.
Now, afore God, I am so vexed that every part about me quivers. Scurvy knave. Pray you, sir, a word. And as I told you, my young lady bid me inquire you out. And she bid me say, I'll keep to myself. But first, let me tell you, if you should lead her in a fool's paradise, as they say, it were a very gross kind of behavior, as they say. For the gentlewoman is young, and therefore, if you should deal double with her, truly it were an ill thing to be offered to any gentlewoman, and very weak thing.
Nurse, commend me to thy lady and mistress. I protest unto thee.
Good-heartedly, faith, I will tell her as much. Lord, Lord, she will be a joyful woman.
What will thou tell her, nurse? Thou dost not mock me.
I will tell her, sir, as you do protest, which, as I take it, is a gentlemanlike offer.
Bid her devise some means to come to Swift this afternoon, and there she shall at Friar Lawrence's cell be shrived and married. Here is for thy pains.
Oh, no, truly, sir, not a penny.
Two, I say, you shall.
This afternoon, sir, well, she shall be there.
And stay, good nurse, behind the abbey wall. Within this hour, my man shall be with thee and bring thee cords made like a tackled stair, which to the high top gallant of my joy must be my convoy in the secret night. Farewell. Be trusty and I'll quit thy pains. Farewell. Commend me to thy mistress.
Now, God in heaven bless thee. Hearken, sir.
What sayest thou, my dear nurse?
Is your man secret? Did you ne'er hear say two may keep counsel, putting one away?
I warrant thee, my man's as true as steel.
Well, sir, my mistress is the sweetest lady. Lord, Lord, when it was a little prating here. Oh, there is a nobleman in town, one Paris, that would fain lay knife aboard. But she, good soul, had as least see a toad, a very toad, to see him. I anger her sometimes and tell her that Paris is the properer man. But I warrant you, when I say so, she looks as pale as any clouted worth the world. Does not Rosemary and Romeo begin both with a letter?
Hi, nurse, what of that? Both with an R.
Oh, mocker, that's the dog name. R's for the... No, I know it begins with some other letter. And she has the prettiest sententious of it, of you and Rosemary, that it would do you good to hear it.
Commend me to thy lady.
Aye, a thousand times. Peter?
Anon.
Before. And a face.